Finance with Scott Haywood. I need some
money. Want to move to Italy, Scotty? Good morning.
Not just yet. Thanks, Millsy. Look, Carlos, you make an interesting point. The average credit card debt of the average Australian is about $3,500. The problem with that is that the interest rate, despite people not probably following credit card interest rates, is about 23%. Mm. So people are paying a lot of money on credit. You're right. When you have cash in your hand, you feel like you can budget. So if you tap and go, or you don't appreciate what you've spent money on, or have a debit card, which is your own money, then your cash is an alternative and it makes you feel a little bit tighter. So I can understand the mentality of the Italian Prime Minister to bring in cash, but also cash was a problem in COVID because that was carrying the disease. Like that, people wouldn't take cash through the pandemic because they said that it was dirty money. So there's still a bit of COVID going around. So my feeling is that the future would be for most Australians to have debit cards where they spend their own money rather than going into credit. But of course, we all borrow to buy property. So the mentality is, and all the governments, federal government, all the state governments love borrowing money. Mm. But the thing that we're not doing is educating children, and when I say children, I mean those under 18, on how to repay debt.
Right.
And by using cash, that can give an indication that that's using your own money rather than being everything on credit.
That's true. And there's more cash in circulation today than ever. So there
that's
you go.
Right.
Work that out. Where is it all going? Now, very quickly, what happened in the markets overnight?
Mixed night overnight. The Wall Street finished up 3 points. Our market's going to open about 2 or 3 points higher. In 3 hours' time, we're going to see the inflationary data for October. Now, whilst that may be a little bit boring at 18 to 7, this is the month where the fuel excise was removed. Of course, we had the benefit of the fuel levy not being charged of 22 cents, and that came back into play at the end of September, which means that the number we're going to see for inflation today is going to be closer to 8%. I'm tipping 7.8%, which means the December meeting next Tuesday, interest rates, unfortunately, gents, are definitely going up.
Again. When will he resign, that bloke?
Dr. Philip Lowe's contract runs out at the end of next year, and there's no signs of him resigning, but there is a review on the RBA board taking place right now, which is why he's fronted a parliamentary inquiry.
Well done. A weekly Stock Watch every Wednesday with Scotty Haywood, the finance guru. Thanks, Scott. Take care.
Thanks, gents.
There we go. Scott Haywood.